Africa Update with Bibi Mbangula.
This week on the Africa Update, we are taking a look at the Kingdom of Eswatini. Now, if you've been paying attention to the news this week or you've been on social media, you would have seen that there is currently unrest in the country. King Mswati III has been in power for over 30 years. And prior to that, his father, King Sobhuza II, was king for over 80 years, which makes him the longest reigning king in world history. Since the year 1973, political parties have been barred in Eswatini and barred from participating in parliamentary elections. Currently, pro-democracy demonstrators are demanding political reforms, and as of Tuesday, the government has imposed a curfew from 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. and ordered that businesses close by 3:30 p.m. However, most businesses in Eswatini's capital of Mbabane remain closed due to the protests. We will be hearing from Mangoba Nxumalo, who is the chairperson of the Institute of Alternative Ideas, and he'll be telling us a bit more about what's happening on the ground.
In Swaziland right now, the king has called in a press conference at Lutsitini, which is the royal capital. We are anticipating that he's going to speak on the recent protests and all that has happened. Basically, the people of Swaziland have in the last couple of days been engaged in a protest all over the country. They are calling for democratic reforms. They want to elect their own prime minister. They want to elect their own government because the country bans political parties and the king exercises absolute powers as an executive monarch. So people want to unban political parties and they want to exercise free democratic control of the country. The ongoing protests seem to call for a republic or some form of dispensation that has little to do with the king or has minimum role in the entire country. So right now we are anticipating and looking forward to what the king will say at Lutsitini or his representatives. And in that way, we will have a full picture of how the government and the king in particular views the situation.
That was Mangoba Nxumalo, who is the chairperson of the Institute of Alternative Ideas of Eswatini. And he was telling us a bit more about what's happening on the ground.
The 5 Drive Africa Update with Bibi Mbangula.
We'll get this on a catch up 5fm.co.za. My thoughts genuinely are with the people of Eswatini at this time. I think it's devastating what's going on, and I hope that they find freedom, and I hope that this goes somewhere. It's 4:45 in the afternoon, and